Welcome to Virtually Free, the podcast for VA service providers and digital entrepreneurs who want to scale their business in a way that aligns with their lifestyle values and goals. It's time to work smarter, not harder. Let's do this. Hey there, and welcome back to Virtually Free with Ashley. This is episode number 3. If you have ever felt stuck charging low rates because you are afraid clients will leave, know that you are not alone. Because so many VAs and online service providers fall into this pricing trap, staying underpaid and overworked because they think that raising their prices will scare clients away. Here's the truth though. If you are undervaluing yourself, you are working harder for less and attracting clients who don't actually respect your expertise. So today we are going to fix that. And by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to confidently raise your rates, communicate your value, and attract clients who are happy to pay for what you bring to the table. Let's dive in. So why do so many online service providers and VAs struggle to raise their prices? Well, there are 3 main reasons why they stay stuck in undercharging. The first one is this fear of rejection. The biggest worry for a lot of people is, you know, if I raise my prices, all of my clients will leave. But the right clients will stay. In fact, when you charge more, you often attract better clients, the ones who actually value your work, respect your time, and aren't just looking for a cheap option. VAs stay stuck because they underestimate value. Most VAs think they're just doing tasks, but what you're really doing is providing expertise, organization, and strategy that moves a business forward and contributes to their overall growth. You are basically like their right-hand woman. For example, you are not just there scheduling posts. You are creating a strategy that grows a brand and brings in more customers for them. You are not just organizing someone's inbox. You are there saving them time and stress so they can focus on growing. VAs think if I charge lower, more people will hire me. But in reality, being the cheapest option often lowers trust because clients see higher rates as a sign of somebody that is really experienced and they're higher quality. The businesses that are willing to invest more are often easier to work with than the ones who try to negotiate you down to the lowest price point. So how then do you charge more without losing existing clients? Okay, so how do we actually raise your rates the right way without scaring them off? By shifting your mindset. So your price reflects value, not just the time that it takes for you to do something. A client isn't just paying for an hour, they are paying for the outcome or the transformation that you actually bring. So as an example, a client isn't paying for that Instagram post. They're paying for a social media strategy that is going to increase engagement and ultimately bring more sales in. When you see the difference, you'll start pricing your services accordingly. And it is your responsibility as a business owner to be able to convey and communicate through your messaging and your marketing, not only the inclusions, but the benefits of working with you. You can also raise your rates the right way by communicating your value clearly, okay? Because the way that you describe it matters. Instead of "I do admin work," say "I streamline business operations so my clients can focus on growth." Instead of "I schedule social media," say "I create this content strategy that increases brand awareness and drives sales." Because clients don't just want these tasks checked off. They want to see results. That's why they're paying you. So positioning yourself as a solution, not just a service, is going to be critical. Let me tell you about one of my clients, a social media manager. She was charging $35 an hour when we first started working together, and feeling completely burnt out. We shifted her pricing model from hourly to premium packages now starting at $1,200 per month. And I believe her highest package is at $2,000 per month. The result? She not only tripled her rates without necessarily working more, but she also attracted these higher quality clients internationally and onshore in Australia who respect her, who respect her time, her expertise. And she finally has that predictable income instead of trading time for money. The best part here is that she did not lose a single aligned client. Now, the other way that you can raise your rates the right way is by offering a smooth transition for existing clients. So if you are sitting there worried about raising rates, here's what to do. Give them notice. Let them know ahead of time that your pricing is changing. My recommendation to students and clients is usually a 30-day grace period in writing via email. You can also be highlighting the added value in that email, so explaining what's included in your new pricing structure. For long-term clients, you might even offer a gradual rate increase or a new package that actually best supports their needs. Know that the right clients won't just accept your new rates. They're probably going to appreciate the higher level of service that comes with it. What often is the case when you haven't increased your pricing for a very long time, clients are actually expecting it. I can't tell you how many of my VA clients have increased their rates, especially when they join us in the mastermind, and their clients come back to them like, finally, good on you. This is absolutely worth the investment. Just like a day job, your boss is not going to come up to you one day and be like, wow, Ash, I'm going to increase your salary by $20,000 this year. I mean, you know, if you had a really great employer, it could work that out way. But for most of us, it does not work that way. It's up to you to go into that employer. And it's just the same case for you as a business owner to lean in and be firm with your pricing. The other way that you can actually raise your rates is by bundling services into value packaged offers. Instead of saying, I charge $35 an hour for social media engagement, as an example, create a package like the growth strategy package, a full content plan, engagement strategy, and analytics report for $1,000 a month. It doesn't matter how many hours it takes you each month, they are paying for the outcome and the deliverable. When you package these services, clients focus on the results and benefits rather than the hourly breakdown. Now, of course, there are going to be likely some clients that could push back or say no, and that's okay. If someone asks why the price increase, you can be saying things like, you know, I've refined my skills and now offer even greater value. My new pricing reflects that expertise and the results that I bring to my clients. If a client then says, I can't afford that, you can even offer a more streamlined option. Look, I totally understand. If you would like to continue working together, I can direct you to a smaller package available at X amount. Let me know what works best for you. A pro tip here is that confident pricing attracts confident clients. The ones who walk away, they were likely never your ideal clients to begin with, or as you are growing, you are outgrowing those. They're opening up space for your soul-aligned dream clients to knock on your door. Okay. Now, my final thoughts here is that raising your rates isn't about greed. Okay. It's about knowing your worth, valuing your expertise, and creating a business that supports your life. You are not here running a charity. You are running a business. Are you ready to then confidently raise your rates, attract high quality clients, and finally get paid for what you're worth? Because applications are now open for Expansion Mastermind. This is my high level mastermind designed to help VAs and online service providers move beyond the hustle, refine their expertise, and build a profitable specialized business without working more hours. Inside Expansion, we will focus on positioning yourself as a high value expert, packaging and pricing your services for maximum profitability, attracting premium aligned clients who respect your time, and creating a business model that actually fits your life. You can head over to the show notes for all the details to submit your application. Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Virtually Free podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would so appreciate you leaving a review or sharing it with a friend. You can stay connected with me over on Instagram at ashleythomas.vacoach or check out my website ashleythomas.com.au about all the ways that I can support you in your business. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, keep building a business that works for you.